health insurance reform, insurance companies will no longer be able to place some arbitrary cap on the amount of coverage you can receive in a given year or a lifetime. And we will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses, because no one in America should go broke because they get sick. Insurance companies to cover routine checkups and preventive care, like mammograms, colonoscopies, because there's no reason we shouldn't be catching diseases like breast cancer and prostate cancer on the front end. That makes sense. It saves lives. It also saves money. And we need to save money in this healthcare system. So this is what reform is about. For all the chatter and the yelling and the shouting and the noise, what you need to know is this. If you don't have health insurance, you will finally have quality, affordable options once we pass reform. Company giveaways in Medicare that aren't making any of our seniors healthy. Great. Before I start taking questions, let me just say, there's been a long and vigorous debate about this, and that's how it should be. That's what America's about, is we have a vigorous debate. That's why we have a democracy. But I do hope that we will talk with each other and not over each other. Because one of the objectives of democracy and debate is that we start refining our own views, because maybe other people have different perspectives, things we didn't think of. Where we do disagree, let's disagree over things that are real. Not these wild misrepresentations that they're over time. The way politics works sometimes is that people who want to keep things the way they are will try to scare the heck out of folks. And they'll create boogeymen out there that just aren't real. So this is an important and complicated issue that deserves serious debate. And we have months before we're done, and years after that to phase in all these reforms and get them right. And I know this, despite all the hand-wringing pundits and the best efforts of those who are profiting from the status quo, we are closer to achieving health insurance reform than we have ever been. We have the American Nurses Association. Do it again. Not this time.